The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Time now to turn our attention to our next story.
Yes, indeed. The social media platform scene has evolved tremendously over the last decade, hasn't it? What was the first platform you were on?
Friendster.
Friendster?
Right. I think so. I think it's Friendster. Well, MySpace, I had a MySpace account as well.
Well, you know what? My husband has never really been the biggest tech geek of any kind. He always used to get confused between Facebook and MySpace and called it My Face. But one of the first ones I was on was one called Friends Reunited, which would reunite people who went to different schools in the UK.
Kind of like Facebook, if you think about it.
Yeah, but it came before
early
Facebook.
Early days.
Yeah. Yes, that's how old we are.
But you know, we've seen all these platforms come and go. Not all of them has lasting power like Facebook. It's kind of survival of the fittest, if you think about it.
Yeah, it really is. In fact, one of the names that's been around for a while now is Foursquare.
Ah.
Yes, and they'll probably think of the once hyped social media, if you were to think of it, company. It's known for gamifying mobile check-ins and giving recommendations. And, you know, do you remember checking in with Foursquare? I don't think you said you never did that.
Well, I never liked doing it because I would be giving away my location.
You didn't want people to know.
There was no need at that time, unlike now when you have Trace Together. So if you're complaining about Trace Together, then were you one of those that was giving away your location with Foursquare?
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you what, just recently Foursquare has rebranded to better represent its position as a B2B software service following a period of growing pains.
How the heck have they survived? It's going to be a good story, I tell you. We're speaking with Aditi Kohli, who is Managing Director Asia Pacific for Foursquare. Aditi, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning, Elliot and Manisha. Pleasure to be here.
Oh, what an exciting conversation we're going to have. Foursquare, basically, American technology company. The company's location platform is the foundation of several businesses and consumer products. We know it as simple as checking in, but I'm sure there's a wider story to it. Could you share it with us?
Absolutely. So Foursquare actually started its business in way back in 2009. And we were born with consumer location in mind, as you correctly pointed out. It was, again, in the era of when Friendster and those guys were still alive, like MySpace.
We're all of and, that age group.
Absolutely. And Foursquare truly popularized the social term back then with check-in, which still stays in when we had launched up our app. Today, we've obviously, our business has evolved. And when you take a photo, for example, of Marina Bay Skyline, it was a wonderful day yesterday and looks like today also. So when you take certain photos, say, on your Samsung device, Foursquare will add that location of the photo on your phone. So backdate, and when you're looking at your pictures, the location which comes on top of your photo is something that Foursquare is doing. Or when you tag a location to a tweet on Twitter, that's Foursquare's technology at work again. Uh-huh. So at Foursquare, there really matters for us. And we have kept the location at the center of everything we do since the past 12 years. But further to elaborate, what is location really? I think that's how this conversation truly started. It's basically raw latitude and longitude coordinates or signals. So if we were to order a cab or tag a tweet and see a bunch of these coordinates or numbers, you wouldn't really know what that location or what that place is. And how Foursquare has really truly evolved is Foursquare has helped contextualize that location data in what we call as point of interest data, giving the new meaning to that place, so what it is called, what are some of the attributes it's rendering. And this is just one of the things that we do. And obviously there are several more beyond from where we had started as a check-in app. So over the years, from that consumer app to building up a truly location-based technology platform, which understands these places or locations and people who are visiting these locations and the interaction between them is what Foursquare has done with its merger and acquisitions in the past 2 years and all the activity whereby, you know, we are serving several brands and developers and marketers worldwide.
Okay. Aditi, obviously you guys have been working very hard, it seems, and have done quite a lot of work in the time that you've been around. But let me give you a little bit of a case study, and you tell me where Foursquare would feature in my little story. So it was British Mother's Day last Sunday, so I went out for lunch with my family, and in the middle of our lunch, my son had a sudden allergic reaction. And the first thing I thought was, where in this area that I'm in can I source for instant delivery, if possible, or quick delivery, some antihistamines? That was the first thing I thought. In a process like that, where I access an app that tells me where the local pharmacy is, where would Foursquare potentially fit in to a story?
Sure. So Foursquare obviously works with pretty much all of the companies out there, which is providing information on points of interest data. So one way to look at this is, you know, you can go to our City Guide app or Swarm app, whereby, you know, you can look for medicine stores, and it is just going to throw you names of places which potentially will show you how much kilometer in the vicinity of that you are, that you really need to get there. So that's how Foursquare can really help you, tell you how far is that place and how far you can get there.
So when you say you work with different names, can you share any of your partners here in Singapore?
So we do work with a plethora of partners, just in the interest, because it's data privacy compliant. We work with pretty much all of the leading companies in the mobility space or in the food delivery space, you know, just to get our business going.
Do you have to work with, you know, platforms like, I don't know, Google Maps or something like that in order to get accurate location?
So yes, indirectly, we do work with some of these partners. In the ecosystem, whereby, you know, whatever work we have done in the past several years in collecting this location data, we do use, or they will use, some of our location data or points of interest from a validation perspective to help each other grow in the business.
Right. I mean, if you're working with these big players, then your market share must be quite large then.
It's growing, I would say, in Asia Pacific. Of course, in the United States, that's where we were born. We are a leader in the location tech space. Mm. And in Asia, ever since we have started our business in 2017, the intent is to become that 800-pound gorilla in the room, whereby we are completely owning location data at scale and at accuracy.
Wow,
big stuff. And there was me thinking that, you know, this idea of checking in everywhere, you know, it's obviously today we think of it as Trace Together, but back then we thought of Foursquare, and then Instagram came along, and it was just people would tell you where they were pretty much all the time. All right, so let's talk about your recent rebrand then. What did it entail, and, you know, why is this new representation of the company so important?
Interesting. So there are basically two things we are trying to do as part of this rebrand. The first one is, a brand has always evolved to keep up with the growth and the expanding products and services we've had over the years. And this rebranding is pretty much a visual representation of the evolution we've gone through. This rebrand obviously represents so much more than just the look and feel. This is definitely a representation of our, you know, of our new era in Foursquare's journey after we acquired Placed in 2019, and then we were merged with another location company called Factual last year. And while we are still Foursquare, and the name is not going to change and it's not going anywhere, we knew we needed to bring in all the three cultures together and use it under one banner so that everybody can be really proud of the culture that we have built and, you know, having all the elements of location tied together. And that's what the rebrand represents.
Okay. So how does this mean Foursquare is breaking out from the social media app? Can we still consider it a social media app, you know, with regard to this rebrand then?
Absolutely. Foursquare is a social media app. Till the time you're interacting with the consumers, we still have our products and services out there. But more interestingly, we are also, you know, with the surge of social media, the location usage, we do work with a lot of other social media apps, which have become a compelling proposition. So let me just elaborate by giving an example. So if you've ever added a geofilter to Snapchat, you essentially are using Foursquare data. Or when we talk about, again, being social, and we talk about two of the biggest messaging services like WeChat and Line, you know, and these are some of the big services in Asia, and you tag a location within the app itself, and you're sharing your whereabouts within the message with a friend, or you're tagging a photo. Foursquare is a partner who will be working alongside with these companies to kind of work on the service. Also, Twitter is doing similar stuff with our data. So these are some of the companies, you know, that we are kind of working with, and obviously locally expanding to what are some of the other companies we potentially could work with in the upcoming social space in Asia.
Okay. Yeah. I can't help but ask, and I'm really curious about this, is, we're living in a world where we're checking in everywhere, and actually where we are in the world, it has become hugely important in tracking a global pandemic and tracking it within borders. But that has also thrown up questions over privacy, data privacy, that kind of thing. Mm. I mean, obviously, you've got to give that sort of thing a lot of effort and attention. What have been your thoughts, A, about the role of companies like Foursquare in a situation that we have right now, a pandemic that we're trying to track, but also how do you respond to questions over data privacy? How do you deal with it?
So Foursquare, let me answer the privacy piece first. Foursquare, privacy has always been at our heart. And one of the key things that we also do understand is we are owner of an app ourselves, right? So whenever, you know, there are changes in privacy or compliances which are coming out effectively in every market, we are making sure we are absolutely abiding by those laws globally and also, you know, in this part of the world to ensure we are fairly privacy compliant by being accurate and obviously, you know, making sure our user base continues to grow. So we do not share direct personal information or what we call as PII with any other company. So that's pretty much tied into our own ecosystem, and that's how we address that. And addressing your question on the pandemic, actually, it's been a very interesting time with the pandemic in and around, like in the past 1 year, how we have evolved as a company. It's basically all about how the usage has gone from people visiting stores to people going online and, you know, their shopping activities. So we are trying to obviously try and understand a lot more along the way and provide analytics around, you know, how people actually interact with the brand, you know, what are some of the key takeaways from that can really help brand elevate their success stories. So that's how we have kind of portrayed and been successful in the past 1 year through location.
Yeah, actually, I find it quite useful if, like, there's an earthquake or something like that and you can check in safe. I see this technology is very useful. But Aditi, to your last point, right, and just to follow up from that, if I'm a business now, so used to looking at social media platforms like Facebook or Instagram and whatnot, what would you say to them? Why should a business partner Foursquare?
See, all of the platforms out there are using some form of location data as part of their service. And they're all collecting location. But location is just one aspect of their service. It's not the end all, right? Mm. What Foursquare does is it's a leader in that location space whereby, you know, for example, we've had 14 billion check-ins. We've had N number of people constantly and instantly going to those places. And we have that true data set, right? How we can be working with these companies or some of these big companies are already, you know, taking some of our data is to validate what they have and kind of just strengthen whatever they have so that they can share better products and services and experiences with their consumers. So this is one of the most common theme that comes out while we are working with these companies.
Yeah. I mean, doing what you do, you have an amazing overview of not just business behavior, but consumer behavior as well. And I think, did you say that you came to Singapore came to Asia in 2017? Did I hear that right?
That's correct. Okay. So Asia office opened in Singapore in 2017.
Okay. All right. So I was curious how behavior in Singapore compares to other parts of the world.
Interestingly, when you say other parts of the world, obviously they're the emerging markets, where when we look at Asia, a majority of them are sitting here. But Singapore specifically is a fairly advanced market in technology is the way we see it. So we definitely set up our base here. And when we were taking our offering to the partners over here, it was very well received because that's the kind of technology they were looking at. They were a little further ahead in the curve to ensure to absorb and, you know, build products and services or enhance their products and services across that. So the world definitely, I would say, U.S. is fairly evolved, and that's the reason Foursquare started there in 2009, and that's the place where we have our maximum services, all the slew of, you know, services that we have. Asia, we started off just with our points of interest data, working alongside with enterprises, and that, of course, has grown exponentially by building these bridges between digital and the physical world, working alongside with some of these companies in Singapore. And these businesses, of course, can make smarter decisions. For example, you know, mobility companies have come up really big in Singapore. So if you remember those good old days when you had to make a call to get a taxi, now one app, based on the location you are, you can order a taxi in minutes. Mm. However, one needs to ensure that location point is accurate. And Singapore, that way, is a smaller country, a fairly urban country for us to launch these services, and the uptake has been phenomenal. So, yes, definitely.
Okay, Aditi, we've got about 30 seconds to get through this last question very quickly. You mentioned Asia's growth, market growth share is increasing for Foursquare. So what's in the pipeline for Asia?
So what's in the pipeline for Asia with our acquisitions is to launch more services, specifically around our core advertising and marketing solutions, starting with Singapore. As we see the demand grow globally, location is a $30 billion, dollar industry, and we obviously want to start pulling that share in Asia Pacific and be a leader in that space, so which we are very well positioned to be in.
Excellent. We've been speaking with Aditi Kohli, who is Managing Director Asia Pacific for Foursquare. Really appreciate your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
Thanks, Elliot. Thanks, Manisha.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.